Case number 10754, Terry Steinberg, southwest of Pintail Road, 280 feet northeast of Alaska Road within Back Bay Development, Lot 15, Block C. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Name and address.
Kyle Hamilton, 33220 Wandering Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
And you swear or affirm the testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good.
Can you explain your request, please, for the board?
My client, Terry Steinberg, wishes to request a variance from the side yard setback to extend her screen porch five feet. The reason we're extending the screen porch is we have to add an elevator in this house because in several years' time, she will be confined to a wheelchair. We're only adding the distance that we're adding for the elevator onto the side of the house. We're adding it onto the side because it will look a lot better. It's a piling construction house that is piles and girders. That is basically about the only spot in the house in those side porches that we can put an elevator in, cutting through the first floor system without interfering with the staircase, the access to the stairs on the side, and everything there. The elevator will extend from grade floor up to the second and third floor. The elevator is inside of the setbacks. The only thing that we're adding is the 5 foot of screen porch that we're losing from the addition of the elevator. We will not have any foundation support underneath of the addition. It's going to be a 5 foot cantilever. The one benefit to pilings is it does make for easy cantilever construction. So the only obstruction to the setback will be the floor system, the post, and the roof. That house on that side, the addition on that side of the house is 10 to 12 feet above grade, depending on where you measure it. So if they ever needed to get anything down the side of it, it's not going to obstruct any movement there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Why 20 feet long? Elevator.
What we're doing is it's an existing screen porch on the side of the house there, so we're just adding the 5 feet to the screen porch. If you see, we also have a table that's going to set on a screen porch to have a turning radius on the back of the existing fireplace that's there. 60-inch turning radius is standard turning radius for wheelchair and commercial and residential buildings. So that once you get up into that porch, she'll have room to be able to turn around and get back into the house.
Okay.
So you're putting it onto the side of the porch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But the elevator will not be in the inside the drawing of the 5 foot that you're adding, right?
No, we're not. But because we're losing 5 feet out of the porch for the elevator, we'd like to add the 5 feet onto the screen porch.
Screen porch. Right.
Okay, I get it now.
Currently, the porch is only 10 foot wide.
Yes. Yes, it's a very tight screen porch now, as it is. And elevator and then a turning radius, you basically would have no furniture in there when we built it. If it was just the elevator without the addition to the screen porch.
Mrs. Steinberg has owned the property since 2004?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No question.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Hudson?
No, sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, we received a letter in favor of.
One letter?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing?
Sorry. We received two letters in opposition.
Okay, could you just highlight those for us, please?
Okay, this one is they're in firm opposition to the variance. When the property was first built, the owners apparently decided to encumber the entire allowable footprint of the lot with respect to the setbacks. As they understand, there are other potential remedies for making the improvements on the property in question that would not encumber the current setback requirements. And it's their understanding that the variance is related to the installation of an elevator. In addition to the adverse effect with respect to our properties and given the clear setback requirements on record with all deeds in Back Bay, such a variance would then establish a precedent for which there would be no basis to deny future requests. And as an owner of Parcel 4, I would oppose the variance on the basis of potential adverse effect relative to future values of my property, which were purchased with the setbacks in place.
Thanks very much, sir.
And then the other one, also in firm opposition, because the builder can build the elevator without requesting a variance of the setback, and that the original design of the house and decking has reached all the original setback requirements. And granting variances would set a precedent that would eventually defeat the overall open space planning of the larger lots.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, gentlemen. You've heard the two members in opposition.
Can he come back up again?
I'm sorry.
I have some questions.
Sure. Sir, you come back up, please, again.
Sir, can the elevator be put inside?
Inside the house?
Inside the porch or somewhere else?
Not easily. The only place that it could be placed easily, which it would be very unattractive, is in the front porch.
In the house?
In the front? In the front?
Yeah, in the front of the house.
Up by the front steps?
Yeah, somewhere over there, to the left or right of the front steps.
Okay.
But then that would... But the worst problem about putting it in the front of the house is that when we go up above, because it's a Cape Cod four-square hip, to get up to the upper floor, we would have to be building an off-center dormer, which would definitely not be the most attractive thing. The way we have it now is off the side of the house. All of the addition is going up to a centered dormer, which matches that hip roof, comes up in the dead center, and actually looks correct.
You put a dormer over top of that?
Yeah.
You're putting up?
Yeah, because we have to get the elevator up, so we have to build a roof over top of it. It's not a straight two-story house. It's a Cape Cod with a hip instead of a gable roof, like a traditional Cape Cod. So the entire third floor is built into the roof.
So the elevator will have access to the second story?
Yeah.
By going on the side here, we're versus out front if you had to.
Hmm?
You'll have access to the second floor where you're going to be putting it now versus if you had to go out front.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So one more question for you, please. So in your opinion, as a designer, correct?
Yes.
If you were to put it in on the front porch, would it... Would it adversely more affect the surrounding property that way than the way you have it designed now?
Yes, no doubt. It would end up looking like an addition. It would look like a couple of the houses that have been built around there that are just have additions stuck off of them because they were built to the existing footprint or something like that. It will look 100% better on the side of the house because I'm able to center it. If it was on the side of the house, the door's in the center of the existing front of the house, so it's either going to kick me to one side or the other, minimum. So okay. It would end up looking lopsided.
Thank you.
If it's on the side of the house, I can keep it dead centered, straight in line.
Looks a lot better.
Yes.
Thank you. Any further questions? No. Hey, if not, Chair will entertain a motion.
You know how wide that pedestrian access is?
No. I don't have a scale with me, or I could.
No mercy.
I believe it's
25.
Feet.
I was going to say 20-25. That would be the...
But that's not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know for sure.
That's a good guesstimate.
Yeah, that's about...
About right, doesn't it?
Yes.
Normally. And again, Chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, make a motion to take case number 10,754 under advisement. Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,754 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Sir? Your case has been taken under advisement tonight. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Case number 10,755, Richard.